So it's hello from me and it's hello from him. Him being Tim Wilcock, who wears different hats at the Fringe. We've known him for his work in youth theatre. He's also a regular reviewer for Fringe Review, and he's a theatre maker in his own right. And the flyer I'm looking at is called The Two Moronis, Trumped Up, an afternoon it promises of cabaret and review with potential special guests. It's on the Free Fringe. Tim, making some comedy in the Free Fringe, where did that decision come from?
We've had this duet running for about 4 or 5 years now, and we just decided we would like to come to the biggest arts festival in the world. We both were in New Zealand last winter, 2016, and took on the Dunedin Fringe down there. So I thought, we'll just come along to the Big Sister version up in Edinburgh.
But you told me before we did the interview that the reason you're not back this year with youth theatre is you're working in youth theatre still, and there's a group that's going to be ready for next year, and that created a spot for you here. The bar is quite high up in Edinburgh. So how are you bringing comedy that you can be confident is going to hit that kind of quality threshold?
Well, we hope, based on the experience we've had with audiences locally, that that'll translate into pleasing audiences in Edinburgh. And we've got so much material. The politicians these days are really opening mouths, placing foot firmly in it. And so we've got a ready-made show in Donald Trump, Brexit, and quite a few other politicians that have very kindly helped us out by political gaffes.
And also, we're in a phase at the moment where, you know, a lot of people turned out to vote in various different referendums and, you know, elections here and on the other side of the water as well. We've made a page on Fringe Review called Politics at the Fringe. There are so many shows. So do you think the audience are up for this more than ever?
I think so, yes. What we do, our trademark, is to take very familiar tunes, Gilbert and Sullivan, Flanders and Swan, Noel Coward, and set brand new lyrics to them, topical lyrics, political satire lyrics. And these tunes lend themselves to amusing and quite, at times we're quite cutting with the humour that we put in these things. And we don't hold back from criticising where we think a politician or media celebrity deserves criticising.
And so take me into that rehearsal room. What does that look like, the two of you?
Oh, it's chaos, absolute chaos. The show normally comes together in the last sort of 2 or 3 days before we start a run. And, for example, I play the role in this one of Donald Trump, and I have literally been rewriting the introductory script for that every day for the last week because he keeps firing new people. Scaramucci went last night. We're talking here on Tuesday, the 1st of August. So I had to completely rewrite the opening to basically put a bigger list of people that he's fired.
Now, looking directly at you here, Tim, there's definitely a wig involved, I'm sure. How, just from a theatre-making point of view, you know, are you going for a really good impersonation of him? Or
we're going for an impression, not an impersonation, and we've got a cunning device called a Donald Trump mask, which gets over the fact that I don't have any hair. Certainly don't have any hair like Donald Trump. But we've managed to find a theatrical device, this said mask, which will allow me to convey at least the impression that you have Donald Trump in front of you. And I've been practising the hand gestures for some considerable time now.
I guess it's really easy to become really dark and cruel about Donald Trump. You know, where does the satire sit?
No, we try not to be too dark and cruel. We try to present him for what he is, which is a disruptor. He is somebody who takes delight in basically catching his opponents, his competitors, off guard. And a lot of the lyrics that I write about Donald Trump are trying to do just that. It's not dark, it's not cruel, there's no profanity involved at all, unlike Mr. Scaramucci. But what we try to do is lampoon, which is gently make fun of, and just point out the foibles of the great and the good, shall we say.
So in terms of the music, what comes first, the lyrics or the music? I mean, have you chosen it all and then you add lyrics to it? Or do you sometimes find a lyric and think, I need a tune for that?
It's a combination of both, Paul. I, for example, do Reviewing the Situation, which is a well-known tune out of Oliver. And Her Majesty the Queen is making a guest appearance in 4 of our shows to review her 91 years as leading member of the royal family. That came about because I was just literally humming the song to myself and suddenly thought, hang on a minute, a set of words will fit here, and it just builds around that. And you basically take the song and try and tell a story in 3.5-4 minutes of that particular song.
And so where do the two Ronnies fit into this?
Well, we were looking for something to wrap around in terms of introduction and close out some of the earlier shows we were doing. We're both two Ronnie's fans, and we quite like the old gags and the sort of repartee and the banter that those two got up to. And we just fell into that style, basically, Paul. It was by accident, serendipity, if you like.
And in terms of, as you've already said, you know, the news is changing all the time, so anything that's going to be news satire gets changed up to the last minute. How much of the show is kind of finally scripted and then performed, and is there any kind of improvisation in it?
The improvisation takes place in the sort of sketch side, the introduction side. Normally what we do in these shows is, when we're doing shows locally in the borders, there's a two-set show, which is two 45-minute sets. So that gives you plenty of opportunity to put a mix of sketch and song in. This is strictly song, with the only exception being the introduction and the segues. So this has been pretty tightly scripted, because we want to make it look professional and run it to 45 to 48 minutes, basically, so the audience get a good show, but are not sort of wanting less, if you know what I mean.
The way the general election, you know, landed this year, when you tour regionally in Scotland, you know, what are the Scottish topics around at the moment?
The Scottish topics are all around, they do focus rather heavily on Nicola Sturgeon and whether she will get to see what's called Indie Ref 2. We also come up again, time and time again, against the imposition of the Tory rule on Scotland. But of course, all that changed at the last election when the Tories made significant gains within the Scottish political environment.
How affected are you as performer and writers by the kind of audience reaction on day to day? Do you actually sit down afterwards and analyse it to death and post-mortem it, or you just say, no, well, it didn't get a laugh this time, or that did, we'll carry on with it? Or do you move it around a lot?
We do try and move it around. We try and move it forward the whole time. We try different musical genre. We do political satire. We do give the audience a bit of light relief by doing simple covers of things like Flanders and Swan, whose lyrics, we're 50 years on, but the lyrics are as relevant today as they were when they were first voiced over 50 years ago. We've also moved into different genre and, say, do two or three songs like a bit of bluegrass, and we're starting to develop what's called a barbershop technique, which is quite technically quite challenging singing. So we try and put genuine variety into the show with a bit of a political and satirical edge to it. But, you know, if you try and do sort of 45 minutes straight of that, the audience can sort of find that a bit jarring. So we just try and mix and match a little bit.
So can we end this interview on a kind of gentle invitation for people to come and see it?
Yes, we are doing the show. It's between the 3rd and the 11th of August. It's 2:30 p.m. at the 48 Below venue, which is right next to the Phoenix Bar, 46 Broughton Street, venue 146. And it is free, part of the Free Fringe. Although we do these things for charity, so we'll be making a retiring connection for Waverley Care.
So that's all the details. But what's your invitation for people to come and see it in terms of, you know, what they're going to get from it?
They will just have 45 minutes of escapism, light-hearted fun, and hopefully will make them laugh. And if you can make people laugh, then believe me, there's no better thing. No better thing as a performer.
Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you.